In the elegant quiet of the cafe at the Church of Sweden, a narrow Gothic-style building in midtown Manhattan, Daniel Cohen is taking a break from explaining genetics. He moves toward the creaky piano positioned near the front door, sits down, and plays a flowing, flawless rendition of Over the Rainbow. If human biology is the scientific equivalent of a complicated score, Cohen has learned how to navigate it like a virtuoso. Cohen was the driving force behind Geneton, the French laboratory that in December 1993 produced the first ever map of the human genome. He essentially introduced big data and automation to the study of genomics, as he and his team demonstrated for the first time that it was possible to use super-fast computing to speed up the processing of DNA samples. Scientists worldwide have built on Cohen's insights, and Cohen himself, an MD with a PhD in immunology, has gone on to success as a researcher and pharma executive. But a quarter century later, genomics has yielded few of the kinds of paradigm-changing medical breakthroughs that many of its early innovators hoped for. Today, as chief executive and founder of Paris-based drug startup Pharnext, Cohen is striving to understand why that rainbow hasn't led to a pot of gold. Any protein in the body has many different functions, not only one, he says, returning from the piano to talk with me. Just as you are a person who has many functions in the population, not just one. The phenomenon Cohen is describing is pleiotropy, the capacity of a single gene to have multiple seemingly unrelated effects. It is one of the complexities of disease that has repeatedly frustrated medical researchers in their quest for therapies for the most stubborn illnesses. Cohen not only appreciates pleiotropy's significance, he believes that Pharnext and other drug makers may soon exploit it with a powerful boost from artificial intelligence. By embracing the body's complexity and by using AI to more methodically analyze and map the way the chain reactions of disease sweep through the body, he hopes to develop combinations of drugs tuned to attack a plethora of medical conditions. Cohen and his team are also applying AI to search for therapies that leverage repurposing, combining existing drugs in ways that give them therapeutic powers that each lacks in isolation. Their long-term goal is a drug pipeline that is far more efficient than Big Pharma's notoriously slow R&D departments, streamlined by machine learning. Cohen's sleepy gaze widens with enthusiasm when he describes how it's all coming along. Très bien, he says. Très économique. Running in the same race as Pharnext are companies ranging from giants like Google and IBM to startups such as Insilico Medicine, Recursion Pharmaceuticals, and Benevolent AI. All are deeply invested in the tools of AI, using them to analyze millions of examples of drug and patient data and tease out patterns of significance. But Pharnext, founded in 2007, predates most of those competitors by several years and has a long head start when one factors in Cohen's decades of earlier research in genomics and pleiotropy. And perhaps most important, Pharnext's application of AI to medical problems over the course of more than a decade has finally reached a critical inflection point.